Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Non-stop entertainment radio.
Right. Hello, everyone at home. Right, let me start with apologies because we have some technical difficulties going on right now. But now it's sorted. Well, you might not see me on my favorite couch, but don't worry. You can't see me anyway because it's a radio. But for TikTokers, right, you'll see me in a minute. Right, it's another week on episode of Posh Peace Couch and... it's actually season 3, episode 4 today. Today being the 26th of January, 2026. Sorry, I'm still living in the past. 2026. It's been a bit chaotic right now, but we're back and everything is fine. Last week on episode of Poppy Couch, we spoke about loneliness. Yes, we talk about love and loneliness, and that was a very good show, a very good engagement from people at home. I see your messages. Thank you very much. Also, we had a good time doing our rant of the day. The rant of the day was very good last week. So guys, if you have something you want to rant about this week, it's time to start dropping it either on my TikTok or on my WhatsApp as usual. So rant of the day segment will come in a short while. So today, I have my very good friend on the show. Today's show is going to be epic, I promise you that. If you go by the title, which is Masculinity, Sex, and Consequences, that's the title. And I chose this topic intentionally because I have my very good friend. I've known this guy for over a decade. And I call him Father of Many Nations, and that's why he's here with me on the show today. And we're going to talk about everything and anything. And you know, guys, you know, on Posh Peace Couch, we are vulnerable, led by me, myself, because people, you guys know a lot about me, because I tell you guys who I am, where my journey starts from, how I came about when I found Posh Peace Couch. Posh Peace Couch is a place where people can actually express themselves. It's for men mental health. That was the basic idea about this show. Then you women fought for your rights, said you want to be involved, so which is why I made it general, but I'm not still leaving my focus, which is about men mental health, because we know men, we don't talk, we abhor everything, we keep everything silent, thinking we got it all together, but we actually go through a lot. So that's why this space was actually created. It's a safe space where we can be who we are actually. So before I introduce my friend, which his name is Patrick, I can't pronounce his surname properly, but I'll try. Mokanganise. Right. So before I introduce him, we're gonna go on our first break so that will cool us off, and then we can dive in into today's show in full. So the song we're gonna listen to, so I'm gonna go south because of my friend, is actually called Snoko Noko. It's actually one of my favorite songs at the moment. So we're going to listen to that. Let's dance a little bit. And then when we're back, we go full into show. And I'll see you in a minute.
In front of us. Two,
Your radio, my radio.
Welcome back, people. Right. So normally when I come on the show, I always ask this very question, which is, how are you? And you all know what that means by now, because I actually checking on you guys, how you're feeling, which is also, which is very important, because like I always say, when you get it right in the mentally, then you get it right physically most of the time. It all starts from the head. So how are you doing today? And I hope you know Posh P is here for you when you need to talk. Right, so we're starting straight into the topic for today, which is, like I said earlier, is masculinity, sex, and consequences. So the name of my guest is Patrick. Right, disclaimer, whatever Patrick is sharing with us today is actually the one on the couch today. It's not for any judgment or anything. It's actually here to empower us and tell us how he has actually go about his journey, the consequences of his journey, and also the advantage, because in life there's always pros and cons in everything we do, either good or bad. So like I told my mom is a prayer warrior, and at some point she had eyeball pressure because she doesn't sleep well, because she's always praying. So that's the consequences for not sleeping. So everything in life has its own pros and cons. So let's dive in. Mr. Patrick, how are you today?
Oh, I'm very fine, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
So, how's your day been?
My day has been all right, really. Just been in work, finished work, and then obviously I had to come to be...
Yeah, to be my guest.
Your guest, yeah.
Thank you very much. I love the fact that you're... You know, we've already spoke about this, that we need to come on this couch and actually break the couch. Yeah. Well, hope we don't break it, though. Because I don't have my money to buy a new couch at the moment. But yeah, so tell us a bit about yourself. Introduce yourself.
Well, where do I start?
Anywhere is fine.
Well, yeah, my name is Patrick, as you've already mentioned. And obviously, you and I come a long way.
That's right.
Yeah, so obviously, I'm 41. Hmm. Yeah, and... I'm a dad of 9 kids, you know, and I'm a service manager for a big company. 1, 2, also I'm into entrepreneurship as
right,
well.
Right.
Yeah, And yeah, I think that's pretty much
okay.
That sums up me.
That's something to start with.
Yeah.
And the highlights that I'm sure people at home has picked up now is I'm a father of 9 kids. I'm sure that's the highlight that people have picked immediately. Yes, and that's why we're here today.
Yeah.
Is because, like I said earlier, there's consequences and there's also blessing of everything in life. So I'm going to go straight to the first question I've got for you today, Patrick. And the question is, how does it feel? I call you father of my nation, remember? that's been my slang for you. So but let me just ask you on a actually serious note, how does it feel being a father?
It's a
especially to a lot of kids.
Oh, to be honest, I think it's one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And also these challenges.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which obviously we're gonna like dig deeper into.
Yeah,
I love being a father. I love all my children, you know, and there's nothing that can replace that.
Amen. I love that. Right. So the next one would be, how is day-to-day challenges is for you as a father?
There is a lot of challenges as a father, and especially if you're not with all of your children in the same place.
That's right.
And obviously, sometimes people might think, you know, being a father and you've got kids everywhere, you don't see them that much.
That's right.
You know, but the thing is, you can't be in many places in one time.
Of course.
Yeah. Definitely. So I think that's one of the things that I would say for me, it's a big challenge because of that many children that I have in different areas, different places. I would love to be there for all of them.
That's right.
But because I'm one person, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that does eat me up inside sometimes when I think about it.
Right.
That I've got a child that probably in Liverpool, in London, they've got a school play or something.
That's right.
And I can't be there because of the distance. So I'm missing out on those special things.
Especially when you talk about the dynamics of them having maybe there's a football match for this one.
Yeah.
And then there's a game night or school dance on the other part. So how do you manage balancing? Do you prioritize? How do you cope? Because I can imagine how challenges that can be. So, and I'm sure some people out there also know how you'll be able to make your priority.
Yeah. To be honest, in situations like that, you just have to, how can I put it? If I can't be in two places, I'll have to go for the one nearest.
Okay.
And then obviously next time I will prioritize the other one, which I say it's something that eats me up because if I am with this one and I fail to go to be with that one,
that child
will find out or you know how it goes.
I can't imagine.
They will feel like, okay,
I've
so
been abandoned. Yeah, I'm not loved.
That one is more special than and you know, so it's something that mentally it eats you up.
That's right.
You know, those are some of the challenges that as men we will go through, but we will never say.
Absolutely.
You know, and sometimes people might think you don't care, but again, we feel the pain.
That's right.
But we just don't know how to let it out.
And that's the challenge. That's the challenges and the consequences. So let's go out. Let's talk a bit about the consequences. So was it intentional or from your when you were young as a teenager that you said, you know what, I'm going to have many kids in life? Or was it just happened? How do we get here, basically?
That's a good question.
It is. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so obviously, my eldest child just turned 21.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So obviously, the journey becoming a parent or a father started when I was very young.
That's right.
And obviously with the course of time, you know, with poor choices, bad decisions, misguidance, you know, and also immaturity, it led to where I am now. You know, so but obviously I will never regret the children.
No.
But obviously, how I've gone about it, how it's happened, it could be some regrets somewhere here and there. But obviously, I love my kids. I would never, you know,
swap it for anything. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, right. Mm-hmm. I know and I'm aware that right now you're a husband.
Yeah.
Technically. Mm. Well, you're with someone. You have a partner.
Yeah.
And so, how do you deem being a partner and also being, obviously, you have the baby mama for your other kids.
Yeah.
So, how do you hover around being a partner and still be there? Or do you not have responsibility to do you still have responsibility to the mother of your kids or just the kids alone?
Another good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's a difficult situation.
Right.
Especially given my situation that there is obviously 9 children in question and 7 baby mamas. So you have to be open and honest.
That's right.
Transparency, you know, because again, for the person that I'm with, for them to feel secure, I have to be transparent.
That's right.
With how I manage my time, how I get the kids involved, and how I do it. So my partner, obviously, she'll be part and parcel of everything that I do, every decision that I make pertaining the children, and also just being respectful, you know, of knowing that this person has accepted you with such a baggage.
That's right.
So the only way I can show appreciation is me being open.
That's right.
And being honest and transparent.
That was actually going to be my next question. When you met your current partner, how do you break the news to her to let her know this is what I'm bringing to the table?
Yeah. Well,
that's a lot of courage.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those men that what you see is what you get.
Okay. Fair enough.
What you see is what you get in terms of I'll tell you who I am, what I'm about, what I've been up to, my past. So for you to choose to be with me, you're choosing to be with me because I've been honest to you.
That's right.
And if you are with me, you are with me for the right reasons.
I agree.
You know, but obviously people might change. People will change.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that if the person changes afterwards, it's on them, not on me, because I was honest and transparent.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So obviously it's a big challenge for to be with somebody and then they have to accept that, oh, because I've got a big house and my kids, majority of my kids, they come and spend time with me, and that person has to be around those kids.
Oh yes.
You
oh,
know,
yes.
So it takes time, but thank God I've got a good partner. You know, so yeah, sometimes it can be tough, but
that's right.
She's willing to
navigate it with you.
Yeah, so I think that's the blessing that I've been given by God. Somebody that can understand, and somebody who is ready, and also I've matured. You know,
definitely.
And I now handle things in a much more mature way, in a way whereby I'm now selfless.
Right.
It's not all about me now. It's about everyone around me.
That's right. That's a good one. That's actually a good point there. Because I was actually trying to think mentally, because we're on Posh Pay Couch, and it's about therapy and vulnerability. Yeah. So what has been the most challenging part mentally for you in this your journey?
It's just trying to make sure that you are at peace with everyone. Because sometimes you can be trying for this person and yet they cannot see it. And then when you try too hard for one person and then it's going to go wrong somewhere. So you put too much on this side, you're going to put less on there.
That's right.
And then there's just going to be that pulling and pushing.
So it's the balance.
The balance.
It's the finding most challenging the balance. Part.
Yeah. Right. And also just making sure that, because what happens is when you are in a situation like this, sometimes you can be drawn, you know, like I say that I've matured a lot.
Which
I've learned from the past. I've learned from the things that I've done in the past. So it's also knowing that you cannot keep going back. Because I think that is one of the biggest challenges when you've got children with, you know, people, you know, partners, and then you're not together. And, you know, sometimes there will be times where there will be temptations.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Temptations which will create more situations. You know.
So I'm coming back on that topic. I'm coming. Don't go too far on that one. Right. Let's talk finance. Let's talk finance because as a man, well, stereotypically, we are the breadwinners.
Yeah.
And we need to provide.
Yeah.
So how is the finance for you managing kids and the baby mama? Because you can't just leave the kids alone. Yeah, you still need to look after their mom. So how do you find the balance of finance? Because I want to believe you're a millionaire right now.
No. Nah, I'm working towards it. Yeah. Soon it will happen.
It will. And definitely.
I receive.
Yeah, and
I receive.
And also I'll be here so you can.
Yeah, finances, you know, as you know me, I'm a hard worker.
Oh, yes, you are.
I never stop. I'm out there looking for opportunities. I dig deep. Where there is opportunity, I'm there. You know, because I know the baggage that I have. You know, so financially, yeah, it's strenuous.
It's strenuous.
Yeah, but again, I created it. So if you make your bed, you lie in it.
Part of the consequences.
Yeah, those are the consequences. You know, so yeah, I could say I thank God that God always opens doors.
Because you look good. And every time I see you're looking, you know, you're looking fly and fresh. So that means, you know, the finance is actually not too much problem.
No, thanks to God.
Amen.
You know, because for giving level head. You know, when you now have a level head, you know, you don't age as quick as people who are stressed.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, So, I could say so far, God has blessed me and, you know, I don't lack.
Amen.
So, as long as I don't lack, my children will not lack.
Amen. I like that. Like that. Right, guys. We're going to go on a short break.
Yeah.
And then when you're back, guys, I'm expecting a lot of questions for Mr. Patrick because I'm sure you guys have something to ask him apart from what I'm doing already. If I really eat your question, then you can clap for me whatever you are. But if I have not, drop your question. And we're going to go on a short break. And when we're back, we're going to talk more about how Mr. Patrick is actually managing his life and the blessing that he's actually receiving. Because now that we know these consequences, what are the blessing that's about to, you know, get. So the song we're gonna be listening to now is Turbulence by Wizkid and Asake, and we'll be back in a minute.
Too many lies, too many people with no nice. Many, many days without voice. Let your eye let over look. Hello, Mola. Who won't try out more time? All on low, I'm a shame. I'm gonna join me, be a jabber. Give me my dude, Tony, only. Some of them will be too kinky. Me, I know the cap, I'm gonna show you. Everywhere, no be lightweight. No be like my little campaign. Let me change it, let me change it. I'm gonna find me. I'ma take my life, I'm so you got me. No one here could be easy. Ooh, buddy, baby, you don't want me. Turbulence, oh, turbulence. I did trouble, turbulence. Give me gentle, silence. Get nice, silence.
I feel like with my family, but I did not see that they can't believe. Practice self-love, I be minding my business, I know say none. Yeah, that low more love, but go and try out more time. A wall on low, I mean, you shame mine. More country in India, Jembo. Hopefully, hopefully. See my lifestyle, let me low you. Show you, show you. Where they talk of the town, I was only. Never got so much to say, I know they hear what. We dey grind and grind and grind and we dey elevate. Dem go lose a shot to shola.
Not the family, no consign me. I'ma trip out like man, so you got me. No one here could be easy. Nobody, baby, no dey want me. Turbulence, oh, turbulence. I dey trouble, turbulence.
to me gentle. Selling self, selling get nice to me. Selling get.
Motherland calls. Hit the call. Radio Africana is the call.
Welcome back, people. Hope you enjoy the song. Right, so like I said earlier, guys, rant of the day. I'm yet to see any question or any rant, so I'm waiting for that to come in a minute. So we go straight back with Mr. Patrick. So my next question is, I realize, obviously, you're fertile. We thank God for that, because not every man have the ability to actually do what God has blessed you to, to do, that, as funny as that might sound. So let's talk about sex, obviously, because you can't have kids without that. So is this what you enjoy right from child, when you're young, or is it just an escape right now? This is therapy, by the way. So, and I'm trying to, you know, uncover some certain things. So is it like an escape route from where you were still young, or is it just what you actually love doing growing up?
That's a tricky question.
It is.
But yeah, just to answer it in short, because obviously, you know, as I said, growing up, you know, we come in this country, literally, you are your own father, your own mother, your own uncle, your own everything.
Being alone.
And there are some decisions that you would make as a young man.
That's right.
You know, some which have led to the bearing of those children.
Okay.
You understand? And then obviously, some were just poor choices, you know, and things do happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so not like it's enjoying sex or what.
Okay.
But it's just, I think some of the things were sort of like, this is going wrong for me, or you're in a relationship, things don't work out, and then you move away, you get with somebody. And then you think, this is going to work.
Is that lack of accountability when you were still young? Because you don't want to be accountable here, and then you move on quickly to another one.
Yeah, it's not accountability as such. It's about
guidance?
Addressing. No, okay. It's like, I think it was probably an issue with addressing issues.
Okay.
So rather than
leaving things under the carpet.
Yeah, rather than dealing with these issues, you know, I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to put up with this. And then you move
on.
But when you move, you find out you still meet the same thing.
The grass is not greener.
The things that you should have addressed here, and then probably stayed, they're going to go and be the same things, because it's still the same you.
That's right. That's right.
So it was obviously later on in the course of life where I realized that I had to address me first.
That's a good word.
Yeah, address what makes me be like this.
So when exactly do you realize what you were doing and you addressed it?
Probably
When was that point when you're like, wait?
Probably was in my early 30s.
Okay.
But still, again, immaturity.
Right.
Misguidance. And at the time, you know, for men, I think when you're doing so well, everything is okay. You've got all the resources that you need. Sometimes we overlook certain things because we think, because I've got this, I can do this. Who's going to tell me what? I am my own man. I have my own money. I've got this. I've got that. So that mentality as well.
Yeah.
Right. You know, thinking that I am the man.
You've arrived.
Yeah.
You're the person.
Yeah.
Right. You've mentioned some certain words actually repetitively. You've mentioned immaturity and you've mentioned guidance. So do you think if you have had someone in your life, like right now, I believe you're a good dad, and there's certain things that you're guiding your kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think if you have had someone in your life that guides you, do you think you will have to make a better choice?
Yes, probably.
Okay.
No, In a way, because when I say guidance, mm-hmm. because for example, now I can guide my children because I am there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If I see them going or walking in a wrong direction, mm-hmm. I can pull them. Listen, son, mm-hmm. this is not how to walk.
I mean, I've been there.
You know,
it's easy for you to use your even story to guide people.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're going to be a good mentor or a role model right now.
Yeah. So I try. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done so many mentorship courses and I've done so much work with kids
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. I feel like there's not a lot of role male models.
Absolutely.
In this current world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if we do have them, but there's a lot of challenges when it comes to, because we're living in a world where there's this feministic ideology which
absolutely.
Is kicking in
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so much that you will find that some men who want to be there
mm-hmm.
or who want to speak out, they are scared.
Yeah, there's no platform for men.
Yeah,
basically.
Because if you say anything that seems like it's sort of like borderline saying, oh, men this or women that,
mm-hmm,
then
mm-hmm.
it becomes an issue.
I get that.
So majority of men, they now just keep quiet. You know, they can see things going wrong. They'll just keep quiet. You know, especially like in families where now because now I always say we're living in a generation where this is a generation of step-parenthood.
Mm, mm,
everyone is a step-parent.
Mm.
You meet a woman, she's a baby mama.
Mm.
You meet a man, he's a baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so chances that my child might even be a stepdad. You know, but if we want to address these issues, that means we have to go deeper. Why? And those are some of the conversations that will create temperatures.
Oh yes, and do you know what?
Or raise temperatures.
We are here for the temperature,
mm.
and that's why we have this platform. Because obviously, men don't talk. There's a reason why men don't talk.
Yeah,
it's because we're being judged. Yeah. It's because there's a stereotype like, oh, men is this. It's like there's this certain what man can do and it's a what man cannot do.
Mm.
And because of that, men just keep quiet.
Yeah.
But that's the narrative that we're trying to change.
Because
when there's no information, mm-hmm. then people get lost.
Yeah.
It's like when you're coming down here now, you need your sat nav to get
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was no sat nav, that would probably be like a week before you get here, because the journey would be a long one without information, mm-hmm. without guidance. And that's why I asked that question, because obviously, now that you are there, you have that experience to guide someone, either your kids or someone else listen, bro, or listen, son, this is the consequences of what you will do. This is what you're going to get, which is what you didn't have availability. You were not accessed. You were not given that access to. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense, because to add on to what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
I always say probably me ending up the way I was
mm-hmm.
is based on not having a father figure. There are people who were male figures,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but having that father figure as a male child growing up is really important.
It is, I agree.
You understand? Because if my father was around
mm-hmm.
and then I turned up to be the way I am, that's on me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because probably my father is hardworking, God-fearing man,
mm-hmm.
you know, he does everything right. And then I turn out to be the, you know, the loser son mm-hmm. or the bastard son, this, that. I have to point at me.
That's right.
Because everyone will say, you had a role model.
Mm.
So how did you turn like this? So this is what I see when I look at my children.
Mm.
That as much as I have made all these mistakes in the past,
mm-hmm.
but I'm rewriting my story now.
That's right. Well done.
You know, because one, I've matured.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I found God.
Mm.
You know.
Like to hear that.
Yeah, I found like God. So I'm trying to align myself with, you know, how would God want me to be now?
That's a good point. That's a good point there.
Mm.
So, moving forward now, obviously, the blessings.
Mm.
how, now, you know, I asked a question in the beginning, which was, you stuttered in the beginning, which is, how are you as a father? Mm. But now, I'm going to ask that question again. Mm. Do you see yourself as a proud father? And what are the blessings that you see, like, yes, I'm happy this is going on well?
I am a proud father. I think if you go on my TikTok or in any of my platforms.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And my children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I take so much pride in my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I will spend time as much as I have free time with my children. If God permits,
mm-hmm.
and I make my first million when I'm 42 or mm-hmm. 43,
mm-hmm.
I will be working for myself and more time with my kids.
That's right.
And yeah, and I'm just proud that obviously my kids, you know, they're growing up. They know they've got a father that loves them.
That's right.
A father that they can go to,
mm-hmm.
you know. So in itself, it is a blessing. Because when my kids call me, good morning, dad.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, dad? How is your day, dad?
Mm-hmm.
That means they know I'm there.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. So to me, it gives me some sense of, you know, that proudness of a father that mm-hmm. I'm doing something right.
Because, listen, as much as people can make a judgment,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people will love to have as much as possible kids.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. Because even me as a person, I plan to adopt kids. Because mm-hmm. even the Bible says, where that our kids will surround us, surround our table. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's a good thing. Like, if you're doing Christmas, I can imagine Christmas in your house where you have all the kids around, and that's beautiful. Yeah. That's a blessing, I believe so.
Yeah. Like, I normally like summertime barbecues with mm-hmm. them. I'm sitting there, these ones are doing that, these ones are doing that. And it just makes me, you know, I sit there and I'm like, this is my heritage.
I'm blessed.
This is my, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
It's a blessing.
It is. And that's exactly where I'm going.
Because
at the end of the day, yeah, like I said earlier, this is about us men.
Yeah.
And as much as we might messed up, there's always, in fact, the Bible said the righteous will fall 6 times and they shall stand 7 times. So it's not about where you're falling.
Mm.
It's about how you're getting back up.
Yeah.
So no matter how the mistake, no matter, as long as you make a decision that, you know what, I'm going to change this. I'm going to, like you say, you're rewriting your story.
Mm.
I love that statement. Because people that don't know you will judge you from outside.
Yeah.
But until they meet you in person and they are sitting, and you will not talk to everybody like the way you're talking to me right now.
Mm.
I mean, you're not going to start telling me, oh, this is, no.
No.
Because you don't hold them explanation.
Yeah.
It is your life. You're the one that lived it, and you make your mistake, and now you're doing the right thing, which is what you should be doing. So,
yeah.
As a person, actually, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Yeah. And you know what? Let me just throw this in.
Mm.
Do you feel like during your journey, some women might actually know that, okay, you know what? Patrick can get me pregnant. Do you think some of them roped you in? Let's get some controversy out here. You know, do you think it was by the intention of someone to be like, you know what?
You know, to be honest with
you, you might not know.
Like I always say, like it takes two to tango.
That's right.
You understand? Like every person that has a child by me,
mm-hmm.
that person knew my story before being with me.
Absolutely.
So obviously, it wasn't like, oh, it's just a one-night stand or what.
Mm,
it would be a relationship.
Mm,
you understand? And then obviously, if things don't work out, and then you find out, oh, I'm pregnant. Again, you know, like we say, to me, kids are God's gift.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And I always say to people, the Bible says, go there and procreate.
Mm.
You know? So in a way, I'm doing God's work.
That's right.
But again, you know, that's why sometimes it gives me provision, because I'm only fulfilling His will.
Amen.
You know, that's so we don't know.
I've got a question right now that just came in. He said, are you at peace with your baby mama, and is she also at peace with you?
That one about peace with my baby mamas, it's one of those things where what is peace for the next person?
True.
Because I am at peace with them.
Okay.
To a point where I can say, I'm coming to get my child and spend the weekend with my child. And they give me my child, we're at peace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So if there's anything on their side and it's not known to me,
mm-hmm.
then it's on.
That's not your fault.
Yeah. That's nothing to do with me. But I believe I'm at peace with them.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good, that's actually a good answer, I believe so. Right, another one is, do you plan to have more kids?
Yeah, well, it depends. Because
tell us.
If my partner wants another child, yeah, obviously, it's a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If we see it going somewhere, you know, and if that topic comes along,
mm-hmm.
there's no way I'm going to say, oh, I've heard enough, because only God can tell me it's enough.
Amen. Wow.
You know.
Wow. So you're not setting a number. Right,
there's now. No number.
There's no
as
number.
As long as you're doing God's work,
so,
there's no number.
I love that. the gesture will say, clock it. So I'm clocking that. For me as a person, I've always said I'm really going to have three kids. So I've already programmed that in my head. But with you now, you don't have number.
No. Like I said, God guides me. This is, you know.
Wow, I love that.
Because love at the end of the day, if God didn't want me to have these children,
mm-hmm.
you know, then probably I wouldn't have any.
Mm.
You know, probably I wouldn't have any. You know, it's, I put it down to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. My women are asking questions now. They want to know. Now, this is, you're going to hear this. Did you hurt any of these women? Did you break their hearts?
To answer that, I could say yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. Because obviously, when two people are in love,
mm-hmm.
It's something that you promise each other, I'm going to be with you.
Oh, yes.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, along the way, things go wrong.
Things change. Mm.
But when things go wrong, if we go separate ways because it's not working, I can't call that I've broken your heart.
Right.
It just didn't work.
It didn't work. Okay.
But if things were working and then I cheat on you and leave you.
Right.
And start something else.
Right.
Then that's, I would have broken your heart.
Okay. Good one.
So I don't think there's somebody that I have been with and I left them to be with another woman. Things just didn't work.
Right.
So,
I love your accountability. That's actually really good.
Mm.
That's good.
I'm just being honest.
I love that. That's all it's all about. Like I said earlier, I said it's just you and I here.
Yeah.
Nobody else with us. I was just letting this out. Mm. And this is us telling men
mm-hmm.
that we're giving them a guideline of you can actually be vulnerable.
Mm.
And you know what? When you leave here this night, you're going to get home and you're going to have some kind of peace in your heart, because you feel like, I've actually not expressed myself like this to anybody before.
Mm.
But I've actually come out and see. And you know, when they said, problem shared is half solved, it's actually real.
Yeah.
As a counselor, I can tell you that it's real.
Mm.
But it's because when you speak to the wrong person, then it can become double problem.
Yeah.
But when you have the right person who is not judgmental, who actually listen to you, they're not hearing, there's a between hearing and listening.
Mm-hmm.
They listen, they acknowledge, and they can empathize with what you're journeying. And then you feel like, oh yes, somebody understood me. And that's what I do. That's why I'm here. I want to know your standpoint.
Yeah.
I want to know your view. I want to know your journey. Mm-hmm. And your journey will also guide someone else. That be like,
definitely.
You know what? Yeah. This man has gone through this. Obviously, this is not going to kill me too. Mm. So I'm actually like, that's where I'm going to end up this story today. Because I feel like I want to give you a kudos for actually coming up here and being vulnerable with
me. Because just before we finish, obviously, I would just like to say that, obviously, to those people who are listening, because sometimes men, it's just like women.
Right.
You will get somebody, a woman that's beautiful, yellow bone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice figure.
Yes, that's right.
When people look at that woman, straight away,
mm.
they've got an opinion of that person.
Absolutely.
if that person comes into a club dressed very well, very nice, people are going to have, men are going to have
straight
an
up
opinion on that
straight
woman.
Straight up, yeah.
So I would like to say I have been that person that my name is spoken of for the wrong reasons. But those who get to know me, they'll be like, you're totally a different person from what we hear.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you can only know someone from being with
when
them.
When you're with them. I have with tell people, you don't know me, you know of me.
You know, exactly. I tell people that.
You know of me, you
because
don't know.
Because those who know me, they will tell you a different story.
Absolutely, and
you
I agree.
Know? So,
I
yeah, agree. It's just one of those things.
Thank
and
you,
if you
man.
Let that bother you, then your life will be judged, or you will do things based on what people want you to be. And that will be, I don't know, it's a disaster.
It is. And you said something earlier about fulfillment.
Mm.
As much as some people might laugh or say whatever, who knows if this is your calling and that's what you're doing. And you're going to leave this world fulfilled, like, get out as many as kids that God has put in me and I've released them. I'm not taking any one of them back to heaven. And trust me, I'm on this car because I feel fulfilled talking to people.
When
I tell people, whenever I go home after here or when I do therapy,
yeah,
I'm happy.
Yeah.
And that's how life should be. We should be able to fulfill our calling.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what you're doing. And I clue kudos to you. Right, my last question before we go. Now, this is Posh Pit Couch. Now that you're here, what can you say about Posh Pit Couch? What is your before and after?
No, I believe you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I'd like to say God has blessed you. Because
he
has made you meet your calling. Because this is your calling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your calling will bring people and make people what? Come and tell their story, and it helps people. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It helps people to navigate
mm-hmm.
and to be more wiser and to know that there is always someone out there who is willing to listen to you.
Thank you.
So you know what? You're doing a very good job. Thank you very much
man.
For having me here.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate that too. Yeah. Right, guys. That's it, you've had it today. This has been a beautiful, epic topic, masculinity, sex, and consequences. We've seen Patrick's journey, the consequences, and the blessing that's still on the way for him. So on that note, thank you guys, and I shall see you next week, same time, same place, and God bless you. Sposh P signing out.
Only God can save me. How do I look away when these fine girls want me? Yeah. Life is for living. Something must kill a man. Baba Shama, show me. Baba Shama, show me. Grabby, my grabby, grabby, my grabby. You're such a beautiful liar. You get it, love out to my plan B. Situation no balance. Shiba, shiba. Don't cry me a river. I'm just like the others. You're taking it too far. I get a goalkeeper. I just want the winger. Omo lomo lomo laniro. Premium lady PXO. Omo lomo lomo laniro. Drive me crazy, tornado. You they make me be chargeable. Don't be a say so eto. Omo lomo lomo laniro. Drive me crazy, crazy. Only God can save me. How do I look away when these fine girls want me? Yeah, yeah. Life is for living. Something must kill a man. Baba Shama, show me. Baba Shama, show me. What can I say when all these fine, fine girls stay dancing over me? Taking but one of me. They want a piece of me. Yeah. Who say love don't cost a thing? Never go market. This expensive dating food got me spending like a fool. If you're looking for love, I'm the wrong one. Only one want me wrong. Initiative, I'm not strong. I wada, I'm far gone. You know, fit day where I take me, you come on. I don't need to talk, I'll be fine, but don't be my fault. No, they matter, no, they matter. Only God can save me. How do I look away when these fine girls want me? Yeah, yeah. Life is for living. Something must kill a man. Baba Shama, show me. Baba Shama, show me. Oh.